Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of The Mix. I'm your host, Sam, and today we are here with Jix. Welcome, Jix, to the show.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Perfect. This is our first video episode, and I'm so excited. I know, like, I've been telling people that I was going to do it for the longest, but finally, you know, getting it together to, you know, make it available for y'all. But I'm excited for this episode. I do want to kind of like get into what I've been doing. Really, I want to say that I've been, you know, focused and trying to hone into like bettering, I guess, the pod and stuff like that. I've also been, I know like the last episode I kind of talked about, like, you know, what I'm going to do for my birthday, because again, Libra season is approaching, so for sure, figure that out. And, you know, it's crazy because I actually saw this post the other day, or no, I think it was on TikTok, and this guy was saying that they feel that Libras are like the air signs, for Leos. And you're a Leo, and we are kind of like, obviously, like very close. So I don't know how true that is. I feel like there's some truth to it, like a little bit. But I don't know. I don't think you believe in signs and stuff like that, but I do for sure.
Yeah, I really don't know what the whole air sign thing means. I don't know what that means.
You're an air sign. I think you are a, what are Leos?
Fire. I don't know, girl. Listen, I just know that Leos are lions, right?
Yes, I know that part. That part is
Leos are lions. That's what I know.
This is what I mean when I say she's not into signs. It's all good though.
Yeah, I don't
know. So yeah, that's kind of like what I've been up to. What else? I guess working and really like trying to also figure out like what I'm doing for my daughter's birthday, because her birthday is literally like 4 days before mine. So like I'm trying to figure out like, okay, how do I fit this in? How do I fit my birthday in? Like, because this year is kind of pivotal for me. Well, for her, because she's turning five. So I feel like it's really important to like, you know, go big for five. That's like, I don't know. I feel like growing up, certain ages, you have certain birthdays for, like for one, for five, for 10, for 13, for 16, 18, 21. Like, I feel like there are certain ages, and then she's turning five. So like, for sure, that's one of those. But anyway, what you been up to?
I've been in school. I've been in school for the most part, really focusing on school and working with my daughter on, you know, learning new things, teaching her things, and shout out to the motherfucking teachers, because that shit is not easy. It's not easy. But, yeah, that's really what I've been doing. I've been, you know, I did leave my job. Obviously, you know that. And, yep, I've just been, you know, being a stay-at-home. I don't know if I'm a stay-at-home wife or a stay-at-home mom. I don't know. Because I still do law school, which is almost like a full-time job. Not even almost. It is a full-time job. And, you know, I still deal with Kazi, trying to teach her, being a teacher after hours. And, you know, I still got to take care of my house and my husband and myself. So, yeah.
Hey. I love that for you, to be honest. I feel like, especially like just because you're in law school right now and you're focusing on that, I definitely feel, one second, I'm back. But yeah, I definitely love that for you. Like, especially with you being in law school and then like having a focus like primarily on that. And then you have your husband who's like, you know, taking care of the bills and things like that. Like, I love that for y'all. Love that.
Period.
I kind of want to take a second. I'm going to come back to that. But I kind of want to take a second to talk about, I guess, what's really going on right now, like with the whole Diddy situation and how he's been Oh, you wait, hold on. What are you sipping on tonight?
Oh, babe, this is cranberry juice. Actually, I'm just kidding. I got a little mixed drink.
I was about to say, damn, lots of people.
No, I got a little mixed drink in my cup. I took one of your recipes off of your page and I recreated it and purr.
We love it. So, what do you rate it? What do you rate it? What are you giving it?
I'm gonna give it a solid, you're saying out of 10, right?
Out of 10.
Let's make it 11, period.
Period. At 11:11.
This is actually the Bunny Blanc. Oh. Hold on. Let me redo have to hold on.
All right. It's nowhere for me to like get off the camera and like please, 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 y'all. She really be trying to like joke about my drink name. And mind you, I literally came to her and I was like, should I name it? What did I ask you? I think I said snow, or I said something, or Bunny Blanco. And she was like, Bunny Blanco.
I did say that.
And now all of a sudden she don't like the name of it.
I don't think it's that I don't like the name of it. It's really just how you say Bunny Blanco. And it
Bunny Blanco.
really, it does something to me. Okay. It really does something to me and it takes me to a different level. So, yeah.
But yeah, I want to talk about the Diddy situation because I think he was like apprehended or he was taken into custody, FBI custody, like a couple days ago. Was it
Yeah.
yesterday, I think? And I'm just like, he gotta be guilty of something. He has to be. For them
Yeah.
to get into FBI custody. And then on top of that, like the fact that you had, what was it, like 1,000 bottles of fucking baby oil?
That's diabolical,
What are
bro.
you doing with that? With that
I
oil?
don't. Shake it slippery. I really don't. I don't understand that. But I will say that my attorney response is he's innocent until proven guilty. That's my attorney response. However,
Hire her. I know that's right.
my actual, well, not my actual, but like my personal response is that nigga is guilty.
Of something, he has to be.
Baby
For one
oil,
thing.
lubricant,
For
ain't that
one.
much baby oil in the world.
I saw something. I don't know how true it is because I, you know, facts, people be making up shit. But I saw something about them also confiscating like 700 and something does from out of his house as well.
No, that gotta be fake.
I
That has to be a joke. I know that's a joke.
Let's stop laughing at people. You know, we don't want to kick a black man
Yes.
down. Let's not do that. That's not what we're here for. But I will say, advocating for women though, that video that had came out a couple months ago with the Cassie thing, absolutely not cool. His attorney did come out and say something like in regards to that video. Basically, she had like went through his phone or something and found out he was cheating and took his clothes and ran out or something, and that's what transpired to that. But at the end of the day, she's a woman. She's this small at the end of the day as well. And you running out of the hallway in a towel and doing all that? No, absolutely not. So, yep, put him under. But no, I'm sorry. I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say that.
Yeah, my personal response is throw his ass under the jail.
Under. Yeah, I
My
know
attorney response
it's
is I hope that justice is served. If he's guilty, it will be proven in court. If he's not, he'll be free.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Oh my God. Can you hear that? Smile is Make Real. My bad. I kind of want to talk about, like, something that I realized about myself today. Just, like, going back to what you were saying, like, in regards to, you know, you, like, being in law school and, like, your husband, like, you know, you don't know if you should call yourself a stay-at-home wife because you're still in law school and things of that nature. So I kind of want to talk about something that I realized about myself recently and just, like, having a conversation. I remember being in a situation or just, like, having a conversation where, you know, a man was like, you know, he wants to have a reason that he's going out and doing, like, working. He wants to have a reason that he's going out making money, providing for a household, right? And he wants that reason to be when he gets home. It's, you know, the reason why he's working. He wants to come home to a clean house. He wants to come home to dinner being cooked. He wants to have a reason why he's actually out there busting his ass, like, working hard. And that, like, I've heard that years ago, obviously, right? But just translating recently, I realized about myself something that I kind of, like, derived from. I kind of, like, I guess, like, my reason behind, like, certain things, like, I like to cook for a man. I like to iron his clothes. I like to get his lunch ready. I like to cook him breakfast. I like to... Why are you making that face?
I'm just listening.
I like to do... Like, I like to cater. Like, that's something that I thrive off of. That's something that, like... But I want to have a reason to do those things, right? I want to have a reason. And my reason behind that, majority of the time, is if you are respecting me, if you're treating me a certain way, if you're basically loving on me the way you're supposed to and speaking to me in love, then absolutely my reason behind doing those things, because I love to do that type of stuff, is gonna be that very thing right there. Don't think for one second that you're gonna speak to me a certain way or, you know, treat me a certain way and then you're gonna get those things, because it's never gonna happen. So I mean, that's something that I kind of recently, you know, learned about myself. And just bringing that up, I do want to say, you know, in having that conversation, it made me think about gender roles and things of that nature. And I know with you saying that, you know, your husband is working and you're, you know, full-time in school and then you take care of your daughter and stuff like that. How do you feel about gender roles?
So I think that there is a difference between you wanting to be a certain way for your man and you feeling like that's your job, like that's your role. I feel like there's a difference, because I did see a clip recently. I don't know if you've seen it, but Rihanna said that, you know, for the first half of the day, she really just doesn't really care how she looks. She puts her hair in a hair tie and she goes about her day, but she doesn't want to look a mess when her man comes home. And, you know, she said that she does, you know, put effort into looking better when her man comes home. And on Twitter, a lot of people were dragging her, like, this is not normal, you know, you shouldn't, like, men don't dress up for us when we get home. But I feel like there is a difference between her just genuinely wanting to look good for her man and her feeling like, oh, I need to look good for my man. Like, that's my job. Like, that's my role as a woman, that I need to look good for my man. I think there's a difference. Now, I don't agree with that's my job, that's my role, I need to look good for my man, or yeah, woman, she needs to look like this when I get home, or it needs to be food on the table. I don't agree with that. I agree with doing what works for you, doing what you feel. You know, every relationship is different. So I believe that, you know, if you genuinely want to look good for your man, you know, put a smile on your man's face, then that's something that you should do. It's nothing wrong with that. But when it comes to a point where you're a man, it's like, yeah, you look like something when I get home, like, you're a woman, like, that's your job. That's different. That's what you call a gender role. And I will say that I'm not really into gender roles. I'm not as traditional as most people. I'm not as traditional as some people are. And I'm not saying that it's that I'm out here, you know, lifting weights and taking out the trash and lifting things. Like, I'm not saying that I'm out here doing that, which is not a problem that if I do, but what works for me and my husband is we do what we're comfortable with. We do what we feel like doing. It's not based off of, oh yeah, you're a man, this is your job. It's never that. It's, babe, I don't like taking out the trash, so can you do it? And he takes out the trash. It's him, babe, I don't like washing the dishes, it takes me forever, can you do it? We agree like that, but it's never an actual role that we both have to play. I don't like gender roles. I don't feel like, yeah, this is my job based off of my gender, and this is your job based off of your gender. I've already told my husband, once I actually become an attorney and I start making attorney money, it's his world and I'm just living in it. He can quit his job and he can pursue his dream, whatever he wants to do. And I'm with that. And I'm going to take care of him. I'm going to take care of my house. I'm going to take care of my daughter. The same thing that he's doing for me now. He's not doing that for me now because he's a man and that's his job. He's doing it because he sees my dream. He wants to support me through it. That's why he's doing it. And in turn, I'm going to do the same thing for him. Once I make it, I'm going to turn to him. What's your dream? What do you want to do? What is it? I'm not doing that because I'm a woman and I feel like, yeah, I have to take care. No, I'm not doing that. I'm doing it because it's my man and I'm pouring into him. I'm investing in him. I'm giving him all the energy that he gives me. And that's really just how we work. We don't work with gender roles. We work with what feels comfortable to us, what works for our relationship, things like that. I'm never like, you're a man, go take out the trash. I'm never like that. I'm like, babe, you know I'm not taking out that trash. Like, might as well go and take it out. So, yeah.
I like that. I think that the grasp, like you guys have on that, I think that it's very practical, and I think it's different for everybody. I'm really just gonna give the definition of gender role. So, a gender role or a sex role is a set of socially accepted behaviors and attitudes deemed appropriate or desirable for individuals based on their sex. Gender roles are usually centered on conceptions of masculinity and femininity, although there are exceptions and variations. So typically, girls and women are generally expected to dress in typically feminine ways and be polite, accommodating, and nurturing, as opposed to men, where, you know, they're supposed to be masculine and tough and you know, things of that nature. I do want to give also like some examples of like the stereotypes for women or feminine. Those fall under the lines of, you know, not being aggressive, being dependent, being easily influenced, submissive, passive, oriented, easily hurt emotionally, indecisive, talkative, gentle, sensitive to others' feelings, and so on. And for men, they're, you know, the stereotypes are quite the opposite. It's really being aggressive, independent, not easily influenced, dominant, active, very decisive, rarely cries, logical, analytical, cruel, blunt, and not nurturing. Who says a man can't be nurturing or can't cry? Like, I feel
exactly.
Like that's the way that society has like kind of made it now to where it's like, oh, men aren't supposed to cry. Like, I absolutely want, I'm not saying I want my man to be a damn crybaby, but I want him to know that it's okay to be vulnerable. I want him to know that it's okay to, shit, you've been getting hit left and right with different things, and it's like, damn. Or like, for example, when death happens and you have to grieve, I want you to know that it's okay for you to cry.
Yeah.
If your grandma died, if your auntie died, if your best friend, your brother or somebody, I don't want you to have a stone cold like face. I don't want you to be there and you're the only one that's not crying because you like, men don't cry. I can't cry. Like, no, I want you to let it out. I want you to even feel vulnerable enough with me, at least with me. You don't got to do it in public with the world. But at least with me, I want you to know that it is acceptable. It's normal. For me, I teach my son right now, like if he's crying, something happens. He's six, right? But I teach him right now, if he is crying, playing with his sister or something, and I say, Casey, what's wrong with you? Did something hurt you? Are you hurt? Like, do you feel pain? And if the answer is no, is then why are you crying? It's not a don't cry, boys don't cry, because I don't want him to think that. And I'm letting you know it's okay to cry when you hurt, when you feel pain. That's okay. But for you to cry for no reason because you want a toy, we're not doing that. Absolutely not. But in a sense of you feel like actual pain, or even if somebody hurt your feelings, it's okay to be like, that hurt my feelings, you know? But verbally say that. And I think that growing up, people have always, you know, told men, like, boys don't cry. Boys don't cry. Or men aren't supposed to cry. And I think that is extremely wrong to tell a man that he's not supposed to cry. Because then he's going to put on this, like, you know, this brave face to the world that I'm strong, I'm macho man out here, and you're just not supposed to be emotional, because that's what crying comes with. It comes with being emotional. So now they don't know how to process their emotions. Now they're, a lot of men feel like they have to mask their emotions or hide their emotions and be overly masculine. Like, I don't think people realize and understand that we, as human, as people, we're mixed with both masculine and feminine energy, not just women, men as well. So when it comes to you portraying me all these masculine, like, or things, like, at the end of the day, you have feminine energy as well. You do. Whether you tapped into it or not, whether you just show those things to your mother, because at the end of the day, your mother brought you into the world, so obviously you're going to be more vulnerable with her. If you have a wife, or if you have someone who you can be vulnerable with, if you show her that side of you, that's fine as well. But I don't know. I just feel like in today's world, men feel like, you know, I can't, you know, show somebody that I'm weak, because I feel like men see emotional or emotions as being weak, as being submissive, or, you know, I'm not dominant. Like, I got to show my dominance. And I cannot stand men like that. I love a dominant man, but I cannot stand men who try so hard to be so dominant. Yeah. I don't need that around me.
Like, I cannot deal with men like that, because you're so focused on being, you're so focused on being a man that you're not really looking at everything else. And it's like, I don't need a man to prove to me that he's a man. I see it. Right. I don't need you to prove it to me. I see that you're a man. You don't have to do certain things for me to know that you are, in fact, a man. And like you said, people, you know, expect women to act a certain way, men to act a certain way. And I really don't, I don't agree with that. I feel like there are certain limitations to everything. Obviously, men are going to do this, women are going to do that. Naturally, that's what happens. But I don't believe in the stereotypes. Even like, for me, for example, some men may think I'm aggressive, and I am. I am aggressive. That's a fact. I am. But I also have a submissive side. So I feel like they both go hand in hand. Like, I just feel like in regards to the gender roles, like, in a relationship, like I said, it's whatever you are comfortable with. Like, my husband, he makes me feel like it's okay to be myself. So if I'm feeling aggressive one day, you get an aggressive Jai. If I'm feeling submissive one day, you're getting submissive Jai. And he's okay with that, because he's not so focused on trying to prove to me that he's a man that he doesn't allow me to be myself, if that makes sense. Like, I was in a relationship at one point where he was so focused on trying to prove that he's a man, and he thought that I wanted to be the man in a relationship. And I'm like, I don't want to be the man in a relationship. And if you feel that I want to be the man in a relationship, that probably just means that you're a bitch. And that's where I left that at.
Threatened by
you. You're threatened by me and my energy and and all that comes with me. And that's an insecurity. That's not a gender thing. That's an insecurity on your part. I don't want to be the man. I don't walk around like I'm the man. I just am who I am. But you feel intimidated by that energy that I give off because you're not a man yourself. So, you know, you walking around with the facade that, oh yeah, I'm a man, I do this, I do this. But yet, when you know that you're a man, you're not threatened by the existence of others. You're not threatened by what others do. So my aggressiveness, which is not overly aggressive, sometimes I can be dominant, sometimes I can be submissive. Like, that shouldn't affect you as a man, how you feel about yourself as a man. That's an insecurity. And that's what I love about my husband, is that he doesn't even see that. He's just like, yeah, this is my woman, and that's that. However she is, however she comes, that is literally that. So he's not focused on, you know, when I'm being dominant or when I'm being submissive or when I'm being slightly aggressive. He's not focused on that because he's like, yeah, that's just her. That's not her wanting to be the man. That's not her wanting my role as the husband or anything like that. He's like, that's just her. That's how she is. And he accepts that, and I love that about him, because I don't feel like I have to be a certain way. I don't feel like I have to tone down my aggressiveness. I don't feel like I have to tone down how dominant I am. He accepts that. If I'm feeling dominant, he's going to take the dominant jive that day, that time. That's exactly how he's going to take it. If I'm feeling submissive, he's going to take the dominant role. If I'm feeling dominant, he's going to take the submissive. That's how we work out. It's not, oh yeah, you need to always be submissive and I need to always be dominant. That's not how we work at all. And I wouldn't be with somebody that works like that. I don't like things like that.
Yeah. And I like, because I actually was going to ask you, really, like, how the gender roles in your marriage, like, how you guys operate in that. But the fact that you're already explaining it, it helps me to, and which I already know, because obviously, you know, mm-hmm. I know. But for sure, I love that. Like, I love the fact that your husband is like, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because I know who I am.
Exactly.
And I know. He's very confident in who he is. And at the mm-hmm. end of the day, it doesn't matter if my wife wakes up one day and she wants to, you know, be in control and I take the seat back or the passenger seat. Like, I love that he's open to allow you to navigate, you know, through y'all marriage the way y'all do. I love mm-hmm. that. And I want to say, for example, like for me, I have been in a situation where, you know, the man feels like, I'm the man, you're the woman, and these are the things you're supposed to do. I'm gonna be the one coming in, setting all the rules. I'm gonna be the one making the final decisions. Like, there's not gonna be any, you know, whatever, whatever. And honey, if you're the breadwinner, and you're paying all the bills, and I'm not working, and I'm not doing anything, I would be open to that.
Yeah, then maybe. Sure. Yeah, maybe. If you're doing all these things and you're putting on. Yeah. If you're putting on, absolutely. But if you're not doing that, don't talk to me.
Yeah, I definitely feel like it should be equal for certain things. Like, for example, I'm very nurturing. I'm very nurturing. I'm very caring. I'm very loving. Mm-hmm. So, of course, again, like I said in the beginning, like, I want to cater to my man. Like, that's what I want to do, because that's something that I thrive from. I love doing that. So, but there are things that I need for that. For me to actually get to that point to do those things or want to do those things for you, I need something as well. Mm-hmm. I'm not just. And not to say that, I'll get to that later, but definitely, because I'm already nurturing, I need a man who's going to come in to the situation and see how feminine I am and see how nurturing I am and say, I don't have to be masculine with her. Like, I can calm down and not match me or mirror me, because I don't want no, you know, real feminine man. Like, that's not what I want. But I want you to have a soft side with me. Have your masculinity and all that stuff with the world. When you leave outside the door, you can do that. But when you come into my space, you need to recognize who's in front of you. And you need to recognize my energy. And that's what I mean by that. You need to realize the energy that I possess and understand that, wow, this is a woman. And she's acting as a woman, so I don't have to talk to her aggressive. I don't have to talk to her a certain way. I don't have to bring certain things like that to her, because at the end of the day, she's a woman. And the moment you try the masculine thing with me, like, okay, before, I'm not gonna lie, I have tried to mirror the masculinity. I've tried to mirror it, but it doesn't work for me at all. Like, I can be that way, but I don't like to, because it's not me, it's not myself, and it throws me off, to be honest with you. I would rather be feminine, but I have been in a situation to where, oh, you like up here with me, so now I feel like I have to get up there. And then I had to realize that's not for me. I can't do that, because now I'm being somebody that I'm not. Mm-hmm. And so I have to, you know, take a step back. And now, you know, moving forward, I'm not that way. I'm the way that I am. This is how I was brought into this world. I'm just a feminine person. And if I have someone who's too dominant or too much of something, it just doesn't work. Yeah. It doesn't. Sorry. It doesn't. Like, it has to obviously not match me to the T, because, again, I don't want a feminine man at all. I definitely want someone who's dominant, but, like, don't give me too much. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I
think there should definitely be a balance in between that. You know, even, like, when it comes down to cooking and, you know, taking care of the kids and things like that, you know, men believe that, or people believe that that's a woman's job. Mm-hmm. And if my husband were to say that to me, he wouldn't be my husband. He wouldn't be my husband at all, because it's not solely my job to take care of our daughter. No, I'm not the only parent. We're both parents. Yeah. Being a parent is not a gender role. Yeah. That's being a parent. So the same way in when my daughter was born, my husband, 10 toes, waking up in the middle of the night, helped me, whatever I needed to do, he did that. Whatever needed to be done, he did that. It wasn't, I'm the one that's waking up in the middle of the night. It wasn't that. It wasn't, I'm the one that's changing the diapers. I'm the one that's feeding her. He was right there every step of the way, to the point that all the way down to helping me pump my milk in the middle of the night. Yeah, he doesn't have to be up for that. I can do that myself. But he's so far in, like, this is both of our jobs. It's not just on you. And even when it comes to cooking, I don't want to be the one to cook all the time. I want somebody to cook me a nice breakfast. Please. Yeah. If I'm the one that's cooking all the time, I can never expect breakfast. I can never expect nobody to cook me breakfast in bed or have some dinner ready for me, you know, cook me a nice dinner, make me a lunch. I can never expect that if I'm the only one that's doing it. So why would I take on that role when I know that that's something I want? I want somebody to take. I like a situation where we take care of each other. I don't like to be the only person that's nurturing. I don't like to be the only person that's doing that. I like it to be equal. So not saying that we have to do the exact same things, but we have to feed each other. Like, that's just how I have to operate, or I feel like I'm giving more and now you're taking advantage of me. I don't, that's just how I am. So I can be, you know, I just feel like there should be a balance, even with laundry. Me and my husband do laundry.
Yeah.
Now, me and my husband, he does cook a little bit. Now, he will cook some eggs. He will make some rice. He will he'll make some Haitian spaghetti. But the reason that my husband doesn't cook a lot is not because he does not want to cook. It's because he doesn't really know how.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't really have, like, he doesn't really know how to cook a lot of things. So he cooks the things that he does know how to cook. And I'm like, you know, babe, you know, it's simple. Get online, look at your recipe. Yeah, look at your recipe.
You don't tell that man to look for recipes.
Look at your recipe, get in that kitchen, surprise me, period. That's how I feel. if you want me to help you get in the kitchen with you, and like, yeah, babe, come help me make this, you know, steak and shrimp and broccoli, whatever it is. If you want me to help you, you know, teach you how to, you know, cook that, I'm fine with that. But on the other hand, I want you to take that initiative, get online, look at your recipe, get in that kitchen, do your big one. That's exactly what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for me to be the only one to do it, because I get online all the time and I'm looking at different recipes. That's how I cook different things, because I look at different recipes. If I showered you with spaghetti every single day, you would be over it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I need you to put forth the same effort that I put forth. And even when it comes to cleaning the house, I need you to clean this house just as much as I clean it. Not saying that we got to go tit for tat, or not saying that, oh yeah, I cleaned this 7 times already, so you need to clean it 7 times in a row. Not like that. I'm not trying to keep score. That's not what I'm trying to do. I don't believe in keeping score, but I absolutely believe in, we're going to balance out. We're going to have some kind of balance in here. It's not just going to be me, and never you, because you don't feel like you should be doing this, because this is not your job. This is a woman's job. And, you know, I don't do things like that. And I don't teach my daughter that either. It's no.
Yeah.
Like, even with, you know, her feelings and things like that. I'm like, if, like, my husband, they both, my husband and my daughter, they have full-blown conversations. They talk about their feelings and things like that. And she knows you're going to speak up. If you don't like what somebody's saying, you don't like what somebody's doing, you're going to speak up, and they're going to have to answer to that. You know, closed mouths don't get fed. You're not just going to be quiet because that's what people expect you to do. Because people expect, because, you know, you're a girl, you shouldn't say anything, things like that. And it's like, no, we're not doing that.
Listen.
You're going to say what you feel. You're going to say what you mean. And that's that. That's what's that's going to be.
My great grandmother, I went like a couple months ago down to Palm Beach, and I took kids by her to go see her. And Kaylee, she's a Libra, but for some reason she's like up here. Like, I don't know, I don't get it, but whatever. Maybe it's just how she is now. We'll see what happens. But while we were there, my grandma was like, Kaylee, girls are seen, not heard.
Mm.
And we went home, and she was like kind of rowdy, and I was like, Kaylee, girls are seen, not heard. Because mind you, I grew up hearing that. I grew up hearing girls are quiet, we're in the corner, we are supposed to be seen, not talkative, we're supposed to be quiet, we're supposed to be very classy, very demure, you know, stuff like that. And so then, I want to say a couple hours later, I was like, the fuck? Why did I just say that to her?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want her to feel like she has to be over here quiet in the corner. I want her to be vocal. I want her to speak and say what her feelings are. If something isn't okay with her, I want her to be able to be like, you got me messed up. Like, yeah. I need her to be able to do that. And so ever since then, I was like, you know what? I ain't saying it no more. Because I may have been raised that way, and then going to my grandmother and letting her, you know, like, interact with them, it kind of brought me back to that. Like, yeah, girls are not seen, or girls not are not heard, they're seen. But then I'm like, nah, I don't know.
That's basically saying, shut the fuck up and look pretty. That's the equivalent. And
I
don't agree with that. My,
not at
our,
all.
Our uncle, he used to tell me that all the time we were a kid. He used to say, girls are seen and not heard. Girls are seen and not heard. And you know what uncle I'm talking about? Is, girls are seen, not heard. Because, you know, I was always more vocal than my cousins were. I was always more vocal than you were. So it was always, yeah, Johnny, girls are seen and not heard. And it's like, well, who the fuck said that? Like,
who said that?
Who said that? That has always been my thing. And I feel like I've always, like, just went against the odds ever since I have been a child. Like, I'm just not going to let you tell me anything. And whoever made the rule, they were dumb. And that's just how I've always looked at that. Like, I've never, that it has never made sense to me that girls are not seen, the girls are not heard, they're seen. I've never understood that, because what does that mean? Shut up and just look pretty? Wait for somebody to notice you. Wait for somebody to, like, if your feelings are hurt, just wait for somebody to notice that you're crying. Yeah. No, I'm going to let you know, hey, bitch, I'm about to cry because you did this. Let's rectify it right now. I'm not going to wait for you to see that I'm crying and then I have to wait to see if you actually give a fuck about me crying or not. No, I'm going to let it be known. I'm going to speak up right now. I'm going to let it be known, and we're going to determine if you actually give a fuck or not. And that's how we're going to proceed forward. So I can never tell my daughter, yeah, Kazi, girls are seen. They're not heard. I teach her, say what you have to say. Speak your mind. Express your feelings. Don't allow people to treat you a certain way based off of who they are. You don't do things. So even, like, she doesn't like people to talk over her. Mm-hmm. Like, if she's talking and you start talking over her, she's like, I'm talking. And a lot of the times I'm like, I'm taken aback because I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
Like, I know she's talking to me.
Block it. Yeah.
But then I'm like, these are the exact things that I teach her.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what I teach her. And I think it should be universal for everybody, regardless of who it is.
Yeah.
Nobody should be allowed to disrespect you just because of who they are.
Yeah.
You know, you shouldn't take disrespect just because, you know, you're a woman. You're supposed to, you know, if somebody's up here with me, I'm going to meet you. If you're on the 12th step, I'm going to be on the 13th. That's where I'm going to be. But that's just because that's who I am. And you see, that's different from you. You are like, yeah, that's just not who I am. Like, I'm not going to meet you up there. No, because that's not who I am. And that's taking me out of my character. And that's exactly what I mean. We should be able to choose who we are. We should be able to be who we are. We shouldn't be expected to act a certain way just because, oh yeah, I'm a woman, so I can't do this. I can't match your energy. If you don't match energy, that's because that's who you are.
That's who you are,
and that's because you don't want to take yourself out of your character. You're not that kind of person that I'm not gonna act dumb with your ass. I'm not gonna do that. That's based on you. That's not based on the fact that you're a woman, though.
Yeah. I do want to say that there are three types. There are three major types of gender roles, and these are traditional, transitional, and egalitarian. So with the traditional roles, signifying a clear division of labor where men primarily work outside the home and women focus on domestic duties. Egalitarian roles promoting equal responsibility between genders in all aspects of life. And traditional roles representing a mix where both genders work, but women may still take on a larger share of the household tasks. So like for you guys, I think you guys would be the egalitarian where it's both men and women share the responsibilities equally in work, childcare, and household chores. I think that would be more so you. I think for me, I'm more so traditional, and that's just because, again, that's just how I want to be.
Yeah.
And honestly, I may be wired that way because of how I was raised. I don't know. Again, like, I was more so raised by my elders, and coming, like, obviously, like, out of the 90s, like, I was raised where, you know, we're cleaning the damn baseboards. Like, we're cleaning every goddamn weekend. Like, every Saturday, we're getting up early in the morning, and, like, you know, it's just certain things. I was in the kitchen watching my grandmothers cook all the time and bake. So, like, I think that's just something. I don't want to say it's coded in my DNA, but just because I've seen it for so long as a child, is like, this is just who I am, you know?
I mean, and that's okay. I feel like that is totally fine because that's your personal preference. That's like, that's what you want to do. That's how you feel. That's how you want to carry yourself, which is fine. But if you were to make the statement that, oh yeah, all women should, this is what women are supposed to do. This is how women should be. Now that would be wrong. But you doing it because that's who you are and that's how you grew up and that's how you want your household to function, that is totally fine.
Yeah.
It's totally fine.
Now, I will say, though, just have been in a situation where, like, for example, like, I know you were explaining how, you know, you may clean 7 times. You're not expecting for your husband to clean 7 times. I've been in a situation where I'm doing all the cleaning. I'm doing all the cooking. I'm taking care of the kids, and then turn around and it's like, you can't even take the trash out, and you want me to take the trash out. I was raised where men take the trash out. Like, that's what I was raised. That's how I was raised. So then coming to that situation, and it's like, I'm cooking, I'm cleaning, I'm taking care of the kids, and you can't take the trash out. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pick up a dish to clean it. You don't have to clean the bathroom. You don't have to do anything, but you can't take the trash out. Which is like a, so you want me to do everything.
Basically.
And on top of me working, you want me to do everything on top of me working. Like, that insanity. Again, like I was saying, I would be open to a man being completely dominant and doing, and me doing everything if he was the complete breadwinner.
Yeah.
And I don't have to work.
If I don't have to do nothing. Yeah.
Absolutely. In that situation, cool.
Yeah. I 100% agree with that. If you're literally doing everything and I don't have to do nothing other than take care of the house and take care of the kids, and I don't have to work, I don't have to do nothing like that, then that might be a good situation. Because it's like, okay, this is my job, basically. Take care of the house. Cool.
Yeah.
But when you feel like, oh yeah, we're both working, and that I'm still supposed to do everything because I'm a woman and you're not supposed to do nothing but go to work and that's it, I think that's actually crazy. That's crazy. And you know what's so funny? This conversation makes me think about my recent TikTok that I posted where they were dragging my man in the comments over a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So, my husband, he is the kind of person that he does not really care about the presentation of his food. He does not care. Because he's like, it's going to the same place. Mm-hmm. You think I care how it looks? He does not care. So the way he prepares his food is the complete opposite on how I would prepare my food. It's very different. And so it just simply makes me be like, I'll make my own food. Don't worry about it. Because I already know how you make yours. And I know that you're going to make mine the same exact way. You know? Mm-hmm. And I asked him to make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And now my husband, we eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches two different ways. My husband, he actually buys a jar of mixed peanut butter and jelly from the store. And he, you know, he uses that. Like, he likes it mixed. And he, I don't like that. I think that's disgusting. I don't want mine mixed. Or I don't want a pre-mixed peanut butter and jelly. I don't. I want peanut butter on one bread and I want jelly on the other. And I want to put them together. But I understand his logic because it really is almost the same thing. I understand. So we make our peanut butter and jelly sandwiches completely different. But I recently asked him to make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Now, he spread out peanut butter on one bread, and then he put like a glob of jelly on top of the peanut butter. He put it on top of the peanut butter, and then he like put the bread on top or whatever, and he like gave it to me like that. Now, 100%, this is a sandwich that my husband would eat down, and he would enjoy every piece of it. He absolutely would. Me, on the other hand, I would not. I care about presentation. You know, I care about the presentation of my food. I'm also very picky. I don't like my food to touch. Even when it comes to noodles, my husband, he cooks his noodles in the microwave, and then he leaves them in there for 5-10 minutes. And me, I don't like that because now all the soup itself has soaked into the noodles. Now they're extra soft. They're dry. I don't like things like that. So we cook our noodles differently as well.
Yeah.
But
I think that's everybody. Everybody has
it. So when I posted a TikTok of the sandwich, and I just thought it was funny because I'm like, this is typical, like, this is my typical husband. Like, this is literally my husband. And, like, this is typical behavior. This is something, like, I literally expected this from him. And I just thought it was funny because, you know, that's just how he is. And everybody, not everybody, but there was a large group of women in the comments saying, oh yeah, this is weaponized incompetence, and oh yeah, he likely did this so you never ask him again, or never ask him to do anything that's considered a woman's job or any domestic duties, or he likely did this because, you know, he hates you, this is the microaggression, and you should probably get divorced over a PB&J. And the thing is, it's like, I recognize their comments. I recognize their concerns, because that is the reality for a lot of women, where men will intentionally fuck you over so you don't ask them to do it again because they don't want to do it. Absolutely. However, that is not my experience. So instead of responding and being combative about it, being defensive about it, or, you know, going at them for dragging my husband, I really just left it alone, because, like I said, that's, a lot of women have that experience. Absolutely. A lot of women live through that, where, you know, it is weaponized incompetence, where I'm going to intentionally act fucking stupid so you feel like I'm too stupid to do any fucking thing just because I don't want to do it. That's a fact, but that's just not my experience. My husband, he's not like, oh yeah, it's your job to make the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. No, he's like, if you want me to make you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I would. I just know you don't like the way I make them, so, you know, that's just that. So, but he doesn't have a problem making me a sandwich. He doesn't have a problem making me noodles. The problem is me. I don't like the way he makes it. I don't like the way he makes noodles. I don't like the way he makes the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I don't like these things. Even with my cereal, I'm very picky. I'm like, the milk to cereal ratio has to be perfect. Mm-hmm. Has to be perfect. Him, and you got to add ice. Okay, we're not going to go that far.
We add ice to cereal around here. Almond milk and ice. Thank you.
Yeah. I use regular milk. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, regular milk, but just simple things like that. Like, we're very different in those aspects, and I accept that about him. Like, we are different. Do I wish he was different? Sometimes. Like, dang. Like, come on. But I understand that is literally just him. That's literally just him. He's not doing it intentionally. It's not a gender role for him. Like, yeah, babe, you're the one that's supposed to be cooking the eggs, and you're the one that's supposed to be making the sandwiches and making the coffee and things. It's not that. Yeah. It's just like, he does things a certain way because that's how he likes. That's how he likes it. That's exactly how he would eat that. He ended up eating that peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. That peanut butter and jelly sandwich. He ended up, and he loved it. He ate the whole thing, and he loved it. As soon as I seen it, I said, I'm not eating this. Ain't no way that you think I'm eating this.
I saw the video, and it was hilarious.
It was, because it was something funny.
Yeah, and also social media, we got to, like, be for real. We're in 2024. Like, the internet is not a real place. Like, people, they sit at home in their miserable life. They literally, like, yeah, let me go on somebody's post. I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to comment on every post that I see, because they're living a miserable life. So at the end of the day, comments and things of that nature,
no purpose. Exactly.
No purpose. No. So do you think in dating, because you're married, or, you know, just in general, do you think in dating it should be different, like, the gender role should be different? Like, for someone like me, for example, right? Mm-hmm. I love to cook. I like to clean for my, you know, obviously I do it on my own anyway, because that's what I do. But when it comes to me being in a relationship and my man and stuff like that, I like to do those things, you know, when, again, I'm being treated how I'm supposed to be treated. I love to do those things and give those things. So do you feel gender roles, such as, you know, how I go about them, do you feel it should be different in dating than in marriage? Do you feel a woman should do all those things, whereas she's cooking for him and she's cleaning? Like, I've been in a situation where you know, me and the person not living in the same house, but going over there and cleaning his house for him. Like, do you feel that's something you shouldn't be doing? Like, you shouldn't be cooking and cleaning and nurturing and doing all these things to a man when you're not married?
I feel like So I'm not gonna say that I feel like you shouldn't be doing those things when if you're not married. I just feel like it depends on your situation. That's really what I feel like. I feel like every situation is different. I don't feel like there's certain things that you should be doing and that you shouldn't be doing. However, I do feel like marriage is something completely different. You have different expectations in marriage. That's a fact. But it's like, I've seen a lot of posts where it's like, but they're funny. They're funny where it's like, I start making my man play, then realize there's no ring on my finger. And I see things like that, and it is funny or whatever. It's definitely funny, and I understand the outrage because it's like, you know, you do so much in a relationship before you even get to marriage. You do, like, a lot. So then it's like, once I get to marriage, what's next? Like, we didn't already pulled out all the stops. So what do we do now once you're in a marriage? I do understand that part of it, but it's like a plate. You can't make them a plate. Like, I do feel like that kind of stuff is very simple. And it's like, how do I say that? I feel like it's kind of like a showing of, I'm not even going to say wife material, because I don't really believe in the whole wife material thing, that kind of thing. I don't really believe in that. But it's like, if you intentionally don't do certain things, well, if you intentionally don't do things because you're not married, it's like, how can I trust that, you know, you're actually the person that I want to be with if I don't, like, really know you? I don't know how far you're willing to go. I don't, like, I really don't know you, because you're holding yourself back, because you're like, yeah, you're not my husband. What if I don't actually like how you are once you do become my husband, because I haven't seen that behavior before? You get what I'm saying? So I don't believe in holding things back. I don't believe in overdoing it either. Like I said, it's based on the situation. It's based on who you are. I feel like you should definitely know your audience. So know who you're dealing with, and your person should know who they're dealing with as well. And that's how you work things out. There should be 100% a balance in between everything that you do, a balance between both of you and what you do for each other. I believe that, but I don't think you should intentionally hold yourself back, because it's like, yeah, that's not, yeah, I'm not his wife, things like that. And it's like, now what if he don't like what you bring to the table once you are a wife, just because you held all this stuff back because you felt like, you know, this and you felt like that.
Yeah, for sure. I saw something about, like, just, you know, like, obviously displaying those things, but then having boundaries. Like, it's like, okay, yeah, I am going to show you, like, I do present these things. I do have these things. But then I'm not going to give you the whole thing for fucking a year. Well, I don't want to say a year, but for 3 years, for 4 years. For,
yeah,
5 years, still not a ring on my finger. So yes, at that point, it's like, yeah, no. If I've already showed you and showed up and showed you who I am, and you still like, well, shit, I still don't know. Well, it's like, well, shit,
you're never going to know.
Exactly. So with that being said, also, like, for men, in a sense of, you know, with the gender roles, how, you know, men are perceived to be the breadwinners, or, you know, the ones who provide, right? So when it comes to that, with gender roles, are they supposed to show up on every day and pay for every day?
Right. I mean, but I feel like you said, there should definitely be a time limit on that kind of stuff. It's like, I done already showed up, I done already showed out. You know how it can get, and you're still not understanding, you're still not ready. Maybe I'm just not for you. Everything, you know, comes with boundaries. Everything comes with certain limitations. So you shouldn't be 6, 7 years down the line, you pulling out all the stops, you showing up, you showing out, literally doing the most. And it's like, y'all have probably never even talked about marriage before. Or the fact that maybe y'all have talked about it and nothing has taken place. Not even a proposal. Not even an engagement. Things like that. And I also don't believe in being engaged for 15 goddamn years. It's basically like you proposed to me to shut me the fuck up. Basically.
Yeah, that was a ring.
Literally. Like, here. Here's the ring. Here's the one that you wanted so bad. So now go sit down and do something else. Like, I don't believe that either. Like,
yeah.
You should have a time limit. You should have boundaries on everything. I made that very clear to my husband when me and him first started dating, which is crazy because I was so young at the time. I was 18 when I met my husband. And I'm 24 now. I was 18 when I met him. And I made it very clear for him, I'm not going to be one of those women that dates you for 10 years and we're not married. That's just not going to happen. I told him I have a 5-year cap. I have a 5-year cap. Yeah, 5 years, okay?
You know, I used to think, because being in a relationship for so long and with my children's father and not, like, you know, getting to that point of, well, I'm not going to say not getting to that point of, but just not being married in that situation. Mm-hmm. I want to say that, like, after that, I was just like, okay, I'm going to give a 4-year cap. Like, it's 4 years. But now, I'm not even at that level. I'm like, 4 years for who?
4 years like, too long, boo. Literally.
Yeah, like, now, I'm like, men know within a year. So, yes. By the second year, if we're not engaged, sweetie, what are we doing? What are you doing? Because now you're wasting my time. And I'll see you on the other side, sir. Yes.
I agree, though. I agree. But then it's like also like with putting a time limit on things, that's kind of like forcing.
But yeah, I don't believe in saying you got 2 years to propose to me or you're done. I don't think that. I don't believe in that. I think that, you know, things like this, these conversations, like, okay, well, what do you feel is an acceptable time for you to propose? Like, these conversations should be had in the beginning. Well, you know, this is how I feel about it. And I'm not going to get to that first year, at the end of the first year, at the beginning of the second year, and say, oh, well, you got such and such to propose to me before I'm out. I'm not going to do that, because I'm going to show up in the beginning intentionally and say, yeah, while we're dating or while we're in the beginning of the relationship, and, you know, let it be known how I feel. And yes. If that is not, you know, proven,
I feel like, even with, like, you know, having a time limit where I'm like, yeah, you got 5 years. It's not me telling you, you got 5 years to propose to me. It's like, we got 5 years, okay, to figure out if we're doing this or we're not going to do this. And we're going to come to that conclusion before we even get to 5 years. That's a fact. We're going to know that before, we're going to know that soon. We're going to know whether we working or whether we not working soon. But I'm saying that 5 years is my grace period, where I'm like, we know each other well enough. We've been through enough for it to be like, there's no way that we're not even engaged at this point. There's absolutely no way that I've showed up. You showed up. I feel like we're there. You don't feel like we're there? That's the thing. It's like,
I, like, we're not on the same page.
Like, are we not there?
Like, on the same page? Like, what's going on?
Exactly. Is there some disconnect or something like that? But men absolutely know. Men know who they're going to give their time to. Men know who they're going to take serious. Men know all these things. I'm a firm believer, though, in men and women making their intentions and making their expectations known from the jump. Because the thing is, when you make your expectations known, you don't leave room for assumptions. You don't leave room for error, because it's like, I already told you this, so there's no way that you still went and did this when I've already told you this. So it leaves no room for assumptions. It leaves no room for you to make an error like, oh, I didn't know. And it's like, well, I told you. At the beginning, I told my husband at the very beginning, I don't tolerate disrespect. Never have. Never done it. I've just never done that. I'm not tolerating disrespect. I don't tolerate cheating. I'm not staying with you forever. I'm not a down bitch. I promise I'm not. I'm not a down bitch. You can say whatever the hell you want. I'm not a down bitch. I'm not one of those women. I'm not holding you down. I'm not holding you down when you go to jail. Stop doing illegal shit. Okay? I'm not doing it. I made my expectations with him very clear from the jump. And I feel like that's why we've worked out so well, is that he knew everything from the jump. He knew what I was dealing with from the jump. He knew what I was not going to deal with from the jump. So there was no room left for any kind of interpretation, any ambiguous words. Like, there was nothing. Very much straightforward. This is me. This is my expectations. These are my standards. This is that. You get with the program or your ass get lost. Like, it's really that. And he's the same way. He let me know what he was dealing with, what he's not dealing with. Totally fine. And we both worked together, and that's how we came together and really worked that out. And it's really just been great. The entire time, I've never had to deal with the whole gender. And you know what's so funny is that when me and him were dating, people used to say things about, like, you know, the gender roles and how we are with each other. So, you know, my man, he listens to me. I listen to my man too. Like, we listen to each other. It's not like he's just listening to me all the time and he doesn't get a say or anything like that, or vice versa. It's like we literally listen to each other. We make decisions together, things like that. Some things I may take the rein on. Some things he may take the rein on, you know, things like that. But there was a man that, you know, he basically was like, he made a comment to my husband. He, you know, he had a thing for me too, but, you know, he was basically like, you know, trying to downplay my husband to make himself seem better in front of me. And I'm like, what you're not understanding is that I love how a man is. I love the fact that he's not scared to listen to his woman. And my husband told him, like, yeah, you know, this is my woman. I do listen to her and she listens to me. That's how a relationship works. And that's exactly what he told him. That's how that works. And the man was like, yeah, ain't no woman telling me what to do. And I said, and that's why you don't have a woman. That's exactly why you don't have one. Because you're focused on being macho man. Nobody wants macho man. I mean, there are women that want macho man, but I'm just not one of them. I'm like, you're not getting cool points for trying to down talk my husband because he listens to me. That's exactly why I'm with him, because he listens to me. I listen to him. He knows that what we do is mutual. It's not one-sided. He's not, oh yeah, whatever I say goes. Whatever. Who say?
Yeah.
So, you know.
So, I don't want to, like, go too far over, so I am going to go ahead and start with the drink of the day. Now, in the last episode, we did talk about this drink, but I didn't really present it as the drink of the day, but today's drink of the day is the Long Island iced tea. On that episode, if y'all listened to the whole thing, y'all realize that I'm literally just realizing what the fuck a Long Island iced tea is. Don't ask me why. I just thought, because both my parents always, they drunk it all the time. I just thought that it was fucking iced tea. And I hate tea. I don't like tea at all. So I thought tea was in it. So I was always like, get that shit away from me. Like, get it away from me. I did not know it didn't contain tea. But anyway.
Oh my gosh.
Why?
Even I knew that. You know what? I understand why you may have thought that. I love a Long Island iced tea, though.
You drink that?
Listen, a Long Island iced tea is going to get me straight to the point. It leaves no room for hesitation. It doesn't. You see, when I drink, I'm drinking to get there. I'm not drinking to be cute. I'm not drinking to, you know, sippy sip. Oh yeah, let me just have one drink in my sip. If I'm drinking, we're going up. Yeah. We're not staying. So no. I love a good Long Island iced tea or a cranberry and vodka. Mm-hmm. Like my mother. Like
you're
my
old baby. Horse.
Listen, yeah. When I drink, I'm getting to the point. I drink to get drunk. I don't drink to be cute. I don't drink to
cutesy and to be demure. I love me a good, nice, cute. First 75, I'm going to bring it up every time. I just think it's real classy. I love it. But for sure, I did not know tea wasn't in it. And my mom, I was literally like, I didn't know. I was talking to her and I was like, I didn't know Long Island iced tea didn't have tea in it. And she was like, girl, how are you a mixologist and you don't know that? And I was just like, well, that's just one of the drinks I never cared about. And now I'm understanding that it doesn't have tea in it. So now I'm going to make it. But anyway, the Long Island iced tea is a cocktail that contains vodka, tequila, gin, rum, triple sec, and a splash of cola. So it has vodka, tequila, gin, and rum. It has four different types of alcohol with a splash of cola. Not mixed with cola, a splash. Mm-hmm. So yeah, straight to the point. This is definitely going to get you straight to the point. I don't know if I could survive something like this because my levels are pretty, yeah. Mm-mm. I don't think I could survive this. I couldn't survive the moonshine. Y'all, not for me. But I'm definitely going to try it. I'm definitely going to make it now, being that I know that there's no tea in it. It might be the one, but yeah. Anywho, thank you guys for joining and listening to another episode. I do appreciate all of you guys for watching. Oh, not just listening, but watching too. First video.
Yes.
Thank you guys. We are on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. You can find me Facebook on at Sam Love. But our TikTok and everything else is Little Mix Podcast. And yeah, bye.